Mr. Vice President, Governor, Congressman Thomas, Senator Wiley and Congressman Miller, Mr. Webb, Bell, scientists, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your presence, having made me an honorary visiting professor, and I will assure you that my first lecture will be very brief. I am delighted to be here, and I'm particularly delighted to be here on this occasion. We meet at a college noted for knowledge, in a city noted for progress, and here, and come to the end of them. Advanced man had learned to use the skins of animals to cover them. Then about 10 years ago, under this standard, man emerged from his cave to construct other kinds of shelter. Only 5 years ago, man learned to write and use a cart with wheels. Christianity began less than 2 years ago. The printing press came this year, hostile to us all. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind, and its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again. But why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal? Or they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago? Why the Atlantic? Why does Wright play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and many other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and make the effect of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are willing to take forward, and one we will take forward and get to it. Many years ago, many years before the Grand Valley, we were surprised. He said, because it is there. Well, space is there, and we're going to climb it. And the moon and the planets are there, and new hope for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked. Thank you.